Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to the exclusive consultation portion of this episode. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. I'm Harmony Quiker, licensed counselor, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, where I teach Gestalt therapy. I created this podcast to support therapists in exploring deeper dimensions in their work with clients. You'll notice that in each episode, my guest therapist stays anonymous. This is to preserve the anonymity of the client they present in our case consultation available on Patreon. In this episode of the Awaken Therapist podcast, I meet with a transpersonal counselor who is passionate about honoring nature as co-therapist. We consult about a case where therapeutic resistance seems to be preventing deep transformation. We also explore the nuance between being a secure base for ourselves and asking our partner for what we need. I hope you enjoy this episode. And so how did you learn about transpersonal counseling? So many people haven't heard of it. They don't even know what the term means. How did you find your way?
I mean, it's pretty much through Naropa that I even learned what that was. I was teaching yoga, and then in that process, you know, witnessed so many people coming into classes and then having some like really emotional things come up and having some like processes in yoga classes or after and coming to me for support. I thought to myself, I'm like, I need to study this more. I want more qualifications. I want to be a greater container for this really powerful stuff that I'm witnessing. And I'd witness it in myself as well. When I looked around to different therapy programs throughout the country, nothing really felt that inspiring to me. So there was one moment I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just go and do a bunch of little trainings and kind of figure out how to piece it all together. And then I was actually getting acupuncture one day, and I was talking to my acupuncturist about it. And she said, have you ever looked at a more spiritually aligned therapy program? And I was like, I didn't even know that existed, actually. So, and something clicked, and I went home and like, I think I literally Googled spiritual therapy counseling programs, and Naropa came up, and was the first time that I had really heard of transpersonal therapy. And it took me actually probably I'm a little embarrassed to tell you how long it took me to really grasp what that meant. And I remember having to write a paper in school about like, what is transpersonal therapy? And it was so hard, I think, to put into words and to feel like, I think I get it, but like, can I articulate this well? I knew it in my heart, knew what it was, and I understood it. And it's what drove me to that program and to this. But putting it into words was the challenging part.
And so how would you define it now? Just given that you've been in practice for a while, and yeah, what is transpersonal counseling to you? What does it mean to you in your heart?
I think transpersonal therapy is finding ways to connect to anything that is greater than or outside of yourself that can kind of also lead you back. So allowing this kind of expansion that, yeah, just creating this kind of expansion outwards that also allows you to root in deeper to who you are and in this experience. And even me saying that, I'm like, this is so like, feels woo-woo and like, what am I even saying? But it's just the best way that I can kind of put into words.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like the juxtaposition between expansion and embodiment. And that feels true to me. The actual definition, trans means beyond, and then persona, like personal, beyond personal identity is really what the essence of transpersonal is. And so much clinical work outside of the field of transpersonal counseling really does focus on the mind and rearranging ideas that a person's personal identity is seated in. And so it's really unique to work in this way, to hold space as a clinician, not from our own personal identity. Like that's the beginning of a transpersonal container for us to open into our awareness-based knowing, into intuition, to let go of all the techniques and really be present in our wholeness with our client, honoring their wholeness and engaging in the process with them. And it's not that we ignore their personal identity, like that's important, but we're not trying to interpret, analyze, or rearrange their personal identity. We are supporting them in returning home to something that is so much greater and deeper than the mind and thought-based reality.
Yeah, like they have this idea of expanding beyond, and then you can kind of get rid of the noise when you expand beyond so that you can kind of root into that deeper self that is inherently connected to everything.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that I've been pondering is this idea that therapists are held to a different standard in personal relationship than other people. Do you have anything you'd like to say about that?
Oh my gosh. I think about this all the time, and especially in my relationship with my husband. And I think like expectations from others, but also expectations from myself of, am I allowed to be messy? Am I allowed to be like, make mistakes and like have just moments of just being a wreck? Like, and then, you know, because it's when I am, because I'm human and that's what happens. Then I have like a sense of guilt that comes in around that of like trying to hold this. And I guess that would probably be, you know, a should that's like that I've internalized there around, you know, what being a therapist looks like. And so I think those are some of my own kind of barriers that come up, but especially doing some types of couples therapy. And then I'm at home and I'm not doing the things that I can so easily see when I'm outside of the couple. And then I'm guilty of it, you know, when I'm in relationship and like wrapped up in it all. And then he then, you know, can fall into the trap of being like, you're a therapist and look at you making the mistake. So I think we both play into that. And it can just be hard in that way of like, how do I show up authentically and let myself know that like being human, being messy, and sometimes making mistakes is just, it's just who I am. And I'm also a therapist and I'm allowed to do that.
Sitting in the seat of clinician, looking at a couple and being able to map their patterns and see the way that their attachment wounds are interacting and their projections and their nervous system dysregulation and, you know, on and on. It's so different than being in the process of moving through whatever is like arising inside of us in relationship with the alchemy of our beloved, and to remember that they aren't the source of our pain. They're not the solution to our pain, that we've left ourselves and how can we come back home? I remember one time I was sitting with a couple and it was newly after I met my husband and we were still finding out how to do this dance together. And I sat down with this couple and they had the same fight that we had had that weekend. I couldn't believe the mirror that I was looking into and just sitting in this like, okay, well, we're going to find our way through this. And it was just such actually a gift to be able to see them from a different vantage point than when I was in it. And also to recognize the humanity of that experience of being really in the ideas that our partner did something wrong or that we need to be a certain way and believing that our thoughts are true and forgetting like the heart of our care and our desire for real love and connection.
Just hearing that reminder of what's at the heart of it all. And also that experience that you had, that talk about transpersonal. Yeah, there it is right in front of you. That's a neat little gift. Yeah, I was thinking also of something that shows up for me, because even sometimes if I have the awareness, you know, when I'm in, say we're in a fight, and then I can see what's happening for me, I have the awareness and I understand, you know, if I'm having some type of response that's triggered from something in my past or even something in our past together, and I can see my my walls come up and my desire to run or whatever it is. And I'll say, you know, okay, like breathe through it and stay present to this. And maybe you do take a walk and come back. But I have this other part that comes in that's like, no, like, I don't want to do that. Like, it gets really angry about having to do that. And so there's just that resistance that shows up, I think, too. So even though there's the awareness or the understanding or the ability to have space from what's happening, then there's maybe some like teenager in me or kid that's like stomping her feet being like, no, we can just be kind of a baby right now. And that's okay. So there's this kind of push pull in that direction as well.
One of the most challenging things for me in relationship is when I can see my husband's blind spots, but I'm not his therapist to guide him through them, and to not get caught up and like hooked into having him see. It's such an interesting experience and like really, really looking inside of myself and honoring that I can see, that I really am seeing something. And it's not my job to make him also see.
That is so hard. And I know exactly what you're talking about. So that is also one of those pieces that makes it hard. Of like, okay, I'm a therapist and I'm also, you know, living in real life, in my own life, and engaging in a different way in that. Being able to see things and also not intervening in some of the ways that we might in a different setting.
When we have the ability to see that our attachment wound is activated and that the other person is doing something that reminds us of what caused the initial wounding, even though the thing that they're doing isn't harmful or hurtful. Like, for example, my husband is really busy. He likes to take care of everything. And my inner young one's like, what about me? I want some attention. And my attachment wound is so much seated in near-death experience I had as a child, as an infant, where I fell from the top bunk of a bed. And so when he's busy, like when we first got together, I literally felt like I could die. Like it was like a life or death, I need your attention. And so I remember saying to him, I know you're not the person that caused this pain, but this pain is really here right now inside of me. And in that practice, I realized that it isn't his job to give me attention all the time. Like as an infant, I needed that to stay safe. But as an adult woman, that actually isn't what I'm needing right now. And so I started this practice where when my attachment wound was activated, I would turn towards myself and say, I will always hold you. I'll never drop you. I will always hold you. And so I started repairing my attachment system in real time in that practice. And from that, you know, I came up with the sentence stem, when my inner young one feels blank, she needs blank from me. And so I sort of can fill it in with any sort of activation and start repairing my attachment system for myself.
I love that. What a wonderful practice to have. And especially in those really trying moments when, you know, and when we're like reaching so hard to pull in, to create that pattern of just like turning in and doing it. Which reminds me, actually, because this has been coming up just in clients, around a lot of anger or frustration or resistance around having to reparent or like nurture, you know, our inner young ones in some of these ways that are so necessary for healing. Yeah. So I don't know. I was just curious about what you have to say around that.
We explore the nuance between having our needs met in relationship, which we're designed to want connection and want to be seen and want attunement, like it's our biologically based core needs. So between looking to others to give us what we need and looking to ourselves to give ourselves what it is that we need. And I really believe that by creating a secure base within ourselves, we're actually more likely to get our needs met from other people. And so it really isn't an either or. For me, it's a first and then. Like first I come home to myself and then I ask you for what it is that I'm wanting. And I do, like in my example that I shared, I was reparenting myself and creating a secure base with myself. And there are times, I had an experience recently where I was activated And I did the thing that you said. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shower and just like see what's here for me. And I went back to my husband and I said, you know, I affirmed that I believe that you had a good intention when you said this thing to me. And I really do. Like, I really do believe that he did. And the impact on me was I was feeling like you didn't want to be there for me. I'm not gonna, you know, go into the details of the experience, but I really wanted to be known in the impact that he had on me. And so he like listened and, you know, he was sweet, but I needed validation from him that the impact that I had made sense. And so I very specifically just said, will you tell me that it makes sense that I feel this way? But I can get very specific about asking for what I need also, because that is healing too. And the relationship is a place for healing and growth to happen also.
I think that's helpful in what you said around creating a secure base in ourselves. We end up, you know, naturally starting probably getting our needs met from other people and knowing what we need and learning to ask for that. Like in that example you just gave of like specifically, just tell me this makes sense. Because that's what I see so much in this like really strong belief that, you know, we need other people to be dependable and they have to show up for us and like they have to do these things for us in order for us to be taken care of. And so I come up against that all the time in practice, in working with clients, because it feels like there's this strong, strong, strong feeling of like, no, we have needs that originate, you know, as babies and our parents are supposed to take care of us. And so that means that throughout life, that someone else has to fill in that space and show up for us in this way, or else the wound persists. No matter how much I take care of myself, I just want another body to do it for me. Yeah. So it just feels like it's like so tender around that, in kind of reminding this understanding of having to start with yourself and create that secure base within yourself so that you can create secure relationships around you.
As I'm listening to you too, I want to say that I look at this very much through the lens of the transpersonal, like with your clients who say, I don't want to have to give this to myself. That I is their personal identity, as opposed to my true nature, the truth of who I am, giving myself what I want. The way that I see it is that when we think that somebody else is the source of our healing, the source of our love, the source of our wholeness and okayness, like I'm only whole and okay if I get what I need from you, then I'm making that person the source of life. I'm making them God, essentially. And really, it just keeps a person off balance from themselves. And so either or of those solutions don't actually create deep healing and repair within the system. So in a transpersonal container, the work would be to differentiate from that attachment wound. People actually hyper-identify with their attachment wounds. They believe that the pain of their attachment wound is who they are. And so to do the work of getting space from the attachment wound, loving and caring for that attachment wound from a different place within, they can find their way back to their true source of wholeness, their true source of love and belonging, and then meet the people in their life from that place.
You make it sound so simple. When I talk to you, I'm like, gosh, that just makes so much sense. And sometimes working with clients, I maybe get pushed back by their resistance or lost in that confusion around where attachment can be healed. Like, I think there's this strong, like we were saying, strong belief that it has to be healed in relationship. And so what you're saying is that yes, but we create space between that true self and the wound, and then create a relationship with it that turns into nurturing and loving, that hopefully can create that secure base that we're speaking of. Just like makes so much sense when you say it.
Yeah. And I'll just also share personally that in my own relationship with my husband, I sit in meditation and contemplative practice and prayer and ask that our connection has us bring us closer to our own true self, to our own true nature, that our being together has us feel more connected to ourselves. What do you love about this work and supporting clients in the way that you do?
There's just something I think so powerful in sitting with someone in their pain, in their suffering, in their stuckness. And even if it's not linear or brief, but seeing these moments of clarity or seeing them find that connection to the self, even for just a moment, and then slowly begin to expand on that over time and start to show up in this different way, is just the most powerful, beautiful thing I've ever experienced in life.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've been doing this for so long, almost 20 years. And every time I sit with a client, I feel so grateful and honored to be in contact with them while they're suffering and to be with them along their journey of finding their way back to themselves. It affirms my love of humanity every day. I think it's just such a beautiful, beautiful gift. And even if I've been working with somebody for 10 plus years, every day is different. Like exploring their inner world and discovering their map on that day is a different experience than it was, because we're continually shifting and evolving our developing sense of self. It's such a beautiful gift. Listening to real-life clinical examples is a wonderful way to increase awareness of how to approach your work from this powerful modality. To listen to the full episode where my guest and I consult about a challenging case, join us on Patreon. This is intended for educational purposes only, and the content here should not be taken as advice or clinical supervision. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. If you want to learn more about the art of transpersonal counseling, check out the Awaken Therapist Signature Course at thespirituallyaligned.com. This is a go-at-your-own-pace course with non-contact recorded webinars, demos, practices, and PDF handouts where you can learn more about spirituality, consciousness, and subtle energy through the lens of Gestalt therapy. To learn more, check out our trainings at thespirituallyaligned.com and receive your course today sent directly to your inbox.